We are ahead of schedule, and my intent is to actually take the break now and come back to address item C. I realize that there may be great interest in item C, and it indicates that we will take it up after break at 11:30. On the other hand, our agenda items for council always indicates that times will vary, and further, that this is available on audio tape and the California Court website, and further, that the documents in support of item C are public, contained in the binders and on the website. So in order to get a little closer to the time, to give people an opportunity to tune in to hear item C, I realize in some respects we just started, but we will take that 15-minute break now and get back to item C. Yes. Yes.
Well, it's fresh in my mind. I was fortunate enough to be here early last night because I had meetings this morning, and flipped on my news, your local news, and saw an investigative report that I thought I would just like to compliment anybody that had anything to do with that and how well it played with regard to funding to the courts. I thought it was masterful, and it was really refreshing, and I hope that we can get something like that going down south, because I felt the piece was just really well done, and I think the message was just amazing. And I just wanted to compliment, I don't know if Peter Allen had anything to do with it or any part, and I'm sure that our group has really been working, and the AOC has been working on fostering that kind of relationship with the press, but it really was phenomenal, I thought. So,
thank you, Judge Ellsworth, for pointing that out. I would, since we have the time, if anyone saw it, I know David Yamasaki, your PJ, spoke on that, and others as well out of San Mateo and San Francisco and Contra Costa. And it was, I believe, it's going to be posted on our website if we can arrange that.
Yes,
it is now?
It is. Okay. And it's very good. Judge Walsh did a very good job.
Excellent.
As incoming.
Yes.
There he is in the back.
For those of us who did not see that last night, can you give a 30-second summary?
Yes. Judge Walsh, would you please step forward?
Sure. Happily, I was accurately quoted, as was the PJ from San Mateo, who had many more speaking parts in it. David Yamasaki was also interviewed for the piece. It led with a woman who complained that she couldn't get into court quickly enough in Contra Costa on a custody issue, had to wait, I think they said, 3 months. There were some other tales of woe. And I must say, you started worrying, all right, who's going to take the heat for this? And they quickly pointed out the inadequacy of the funding. I spoke on the notion, our court, to get dissolution judgments filed. We've had to use volunteer interns to get rid of a 90-day backlog, and I mentioned that that didn't make sense. We should have our paid staff doing that, but we can't afford to do it. And the great part with the investigative reporter closed with the courts are inadequately funded, and yes, they got new money this year, $60 million, but in the face of a $500 million structural deficit, that just isn't adequate enough. And you know, you want to jump up and hug him because he got it right. And it didn't blast anybody, there were no bad guys in it, but it was a strong sense that the courts are underfunded, cannot do our jobs adequately, the public is suffering, and the answer has to be in Sacramento.
Thank you. Presiding Judge Walsh, I appreciate that summary, and I also want to, at this point, also extend the congratulations to being the new chair of the Trial Court Presiding Judges Advisory Committee.
Yay.
Thank you, Chief. And if you approve, I hope I'll be sitting with this group sometime soon.
Very soon, very soon. Judge O'Malley.
Congratulations.
Just
on sympathy.
A very brief addition to Judge Walsh's comments with regard to the investigative report done by, I think it was NBC. They took the five or six of the Bay Area courts, and they compared certain actions, uncontested divorces, other types of settlements, different types of actions, and what it was 2, 3, 4 years ago and what it is now. And what they found in every single court around the Bay Area, it was 4 to 5 times longer due to the budget cuts. And office hours were cut. There was one quick clip of a woman who'd come in after she got off work, but the court clerk's office had already closed. And she just said, I wasn't aware. I just didn't know that the courts were suffering to the point where, you know, gosh, I couldn't come in at 3 o'clock to file a claim. So it was a very poignant and honest report about the state of the courts, and especially those around the Bay Area, which is why it was a local channel, and it was very helpful to us. And again, the $60 million, as the reporter noted at the end, he said it's a drop in the bucket compared to the $500 million cuts the court's taken over the last 4 or 5 years.
Thank you, Judge O'Malley. A wonderful suggestion has come to us by, of course, staff from the AOC, Debbie, who indicates to us that after our 15-minute break, and because we are still ahead of schedule, they'll show it here in the boardroom on our monitor. So we'll stand in recess for 15 minutes and come back to see the video, and that'll put us closer to the time for item C. Thank you. Site to get to the video. It's up on our screen. I am personally grateful for that. Thank you. You can proceed.
All right. Thank you, Chief. So, as you all know, the website is courts.ca.gov. And if you scroll down, there is a link that takes you to information on the budget crisis in our branch. So if you click on this link, what you'll do is you'll go to this page, and the video, which was posted at 10 o'clock yesterday, is right here. And so if we just hit play.
To be your legal avenue to justice, but a crisis has gripped our courthouses, and it's affecting anyone who needs to file a small claim, get a divorce, or settle a landlord-tenant dispute.
Tonight, for the first time, NBC Bay Area's investigative unit separates fact from fiction to find out how much cutbacks in courts affect you. Here's investigative reporter Stephen Stock.
Well, Janelle, you know, we've all heard the stories about courthouses closing and shorter hours at those courts that do remain open. But we wanted to see if these budget cuts are truly impacting your ability to get justice. We found every court in our area has seen longer delays just in the processing and scheduling of civil cases on their calendars. If you want to experience the ultimate frustration of California's court system, talk to Tanya Nemsen.
And it's hard because...
For years, Nemsen has been seeking a trial in family court in Contra Costa County in a custody dispute involving her two sons.
I've been asking for a fair day in court for years. Years. Over 3 years, to be exact.
Meantime, her 7 and 5-year-old sons, like her, remain in legal limbo.
Has the system worked for you?
No. Has it worked for my children? No.
Then there's this, a sight at just about every court in California these days. Lines to merely file a legal complaint or a restraining order or even an uncontested divorce. Lines that routinely snake out the door and down the halls.
Last week I'd come, and I didn't realize the budget cuts, and I got here at 3 last Friday, and they closed at 2, and I didn't know that, so that was a problem.
It's bad.
Honorable Robert Foyle serves as presiding judge for the Superior Court in San Mateo County.
There's an old saying, justice delayed is justice denied, and we're delaying justice.
Judge Foyles and others say court backlogs have reached a crisis point at all 58 California Superior Courts.
California courts, in many cases, are becoming roads to nowhere.
Neil McCarthy is the former president of the Consumer Attorneys of California, who says that a case that used to take 1 or 2 years to resolve now takes 5 years or more.
We hear stories about victims of domestic violence who sleep in their cars outside courtrooms because they can't get a hearing and they can't go home.
People are dying waiting for court dates. Literally dying.
Across the state, 175 courtrooms have been closed due to budget cuts. To see exactly what that means, NBC Bay Area tracked the statistical delays in court calendars at all 9 Bay Area Superior Courts. In San Francisco, a stipulated civil divorce that used to take a month to 6 weeks now takes up to 5 months just to turn around. In Sonoma County, it now takes up to 8 months just to get a family law matter put on the calendar. In Alameda County, it takes nearly a year and a half just to complete an uncontested divorce.
We're creating backlogs. 5 years ago, we had no backlogs.
The problem? For years, when tight budget times came to Sacramento, funding for state courts got cut again and again and again.
The budget cuts in the courts in California are real.
While agreeing that financial cutbacks have had an effect, critics say the legal system can be more efficient than it currently is.
Even when the courts had all the money in the world, they were not spending it wisely, and there were inefficiencies.
Whatever the reason, in Santa Clara County, the courts are 90 days behind just in processing family court judgments, a problem so bad that the supervising judge asked for interns to volunteer to come in and help out.
That's not the way a system of justice should be run, where you get volunteers to come do what paid staff should have done.
It's so bad in Redwood City that piles of cases, 30,000 documents in all, currently lie stacked on the floor in the clerk's office. There's no one to properly file them.
What would have taken months or days, actually days, now would take 7 months to get through the system. That simple of a case.
Now, the problem is with California's legislature and how much money it allocates to the court system. This year, the legislature and the governor added $63 million to fund courts in our state. But that barely makes a dent in a deficit that now approaches $500 million. Just last week, there were more layoffs in San Mateo County and other courts around the state, and that likely means longer lines, longer delays, justice delayed again.
At this point, we're not saying that the courts are going to get more money, that there's going to be a reversal in the kind of funding that they have.
They are hoping to get more money in the coming years, but right now it's just a trickle, 63 out of $500 million. That just doesn't cut it.
An eye-opening report.
You
bet.
Stephen.
Nicely done. Yes, nicely done. Thank you. Harry, Justice Hull.
Thank you, Chief. I just wanted to add to that that yesterday, after I became aware of Mr. Stock's report, I did send him an email thanking him for a very important and balanced report on the crisis in funding that we have. I suggested to him in that email that there was also an aspect to this problem having to do with an economic impact, specifically that there that businesses within and outside of California may well be reluctant, to say the least, to do business or continue to do business in a state that does not have a fully functioning civil justice system. He sent me a very kind and very appreciative return email saying that that was something that they may well want to look into also, obviously not committing himself or his station, but asked me for information as to who he might talk to. I hope that Mr. Zarenberg doesn't take offense. I took the opportunity to mention his name in the California Chamber of Commerce and a couple of others, and I am hoping that that this matter can be further pursued on the economic as opposed to the, or in addition to, the impact on people every day. And so I thought the council might be interested in that. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, Justice Hull. Mark Robinson.
Yeah, I you know, I'm out there in the community, and I'm talking to lawyers, not just lawyers that do the kind of work I do, but lawyers in general, business lawyers, and there really is a group of lawyers that are concerned about what's going to happen to businesses in California when they can't get access to justice in our courts. And frankly, the group that's now trying to go out and get the message out include a lot of those business lawyers from some of the largest firms in the state of California. They're joining in the efforts to try and help with the court system. But I mean, there's employment issues, there's tax revenue issues, business disputes. I really think the economic health of the state is in question in the minds of businesses and their attorneys in this state. So I agree with Justice Hull. I think that we have to get the message out. That's it. I mean, this is tremendous. But you got to get this out again and again and again throughout this state because people don't know. Lawyers don't know what's going on. We spoke to a group of people down in Orange County, 200 lawyers, came, and we spoke about the need to cut costs and, you know, expedite jury trials and things like that. And the lawyers don't even know what's going on. There's lawyers that really that are going to court. They see what's going on in Los Angeles. They hear what's going on in San Francisco, et cetera. But they really don't know what all of you know here. I mean, I'm just stunned being out there in the world and seeing and hearing and watching and seeing what's going on here and listening to what the legislature's telling us or the governor's telling us, et cetera. It's almost like no one understands. But it's gonna hurt us. It's gonna hurt us as a state.
Thank you, Judge Rosenberg.
Thank you. I would certainly love to see that video provided to the members of the legislature, the Department of Finance, and the governor. We didn't produce it. It was produced by a journalist, and it's quite balanced and informative. But I'm going to make a prediction that one of the unintended consequences of what's been happening to the branch will be, I predict, a reduction in case filings as people start giving up, as people start saying, well, the small claims system or the limited civil system isn't working, they will give up on the judicial system, and traffic cases may go down as well as for any number of reasons. But I'll bet you we're going to see some statistics in the future showing that filings have gone down.
Justice, this is Jim Fox, and just as Judge Rosenberg said, we may see a decline in filings because of the small claims unavailability, but the concern that I have is we may see citizens then resorting to self-help, and you may start seeing an increase in criminal cases.
Thank you, Jim. Judge Ellsworth.
So I think this piece is great that it was localized here, but it's getting it now in the hands for the rest of the state and to somehow encourage a similar, not just re-showing this clip because it just shows the Bay Area. It would be nice to show it's not just in a vacuum, that it really is affecting small courts and things up and down the state. So I think getting it somehow to Los Angeles and their affiliates and Sacramento and different affiliates is really key, because what I really think was great about this piece is that it was investigative reporting, and that really makes all the difference. It's not produced by us. It's not produced by the AOC. It's not just our opinion. It is somebody's investigative reporting that took a look at and opened the door for a look at from the view of the users. And I know we often talk about domestic violence, but I can remember, and I'm going on 18, 19 years on the bench, I can remember when we just opened our doors to allow for more access for domestic violence victims, and how we tried to figure out, wow, has it increased so much, or is it just the access piece? Mm-hmm. And so when we close the doors back down, it's such a hard thing to put our finger on, but the reality is it's not anecdotal to know that if we put obstacles in a place for the most vulnerable of individuals, that those obstacles are not just obstacles, they're actually barriers. They are actually prisons for them in ways that we cannot account for, even statistically, I don't believe. But those of us who have all worked in this area, many around this table and those listening, you can see it. You can see the resistance and the unavailability. And those are the types of things that are important to be conveyed, not from Judge Ellsworth's perspective or even, I dare say, the chief's, when it comes to communicating that to the constituents who then can communicate to Sacramento and their leadership, I think.
Thank you. I want to say that, first, I want to thank the judges who gave time to speak to the reporter in giving this report. And also, I think that it's important to recognize and thank the employees of the AOC who helped provide some of the information, the statistics, for the investigative reporter when the call was made, and Peter Allen and his team of folks who help get that information timely and quickly to the investigative reporter. And I thank Penny Solstick and Debbie Brown for being able to bring this to us and show us and that we could see it. And this is well taken with efforts to try to get the message out further and throughout the state. You know, we've been talking about this for several years now. All of us know it, but it's absolutely true. You have to continue to repeat the message to reach the audience. And so we have a lot of work to do in next year as well. And we thank the people who really have, many of you and the organizations that have helped lay the groundwork. But this is a message that has to be said time and again. And sometimes you feel like you are just repeating yourself. But it is new to people. It is new to people. So thank you for this report, your cooperation, and your comments.